guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. As a parent, of course, you want the best for your children. You raise them in the best way that you know how. And you teach them to pray, you teach them to read scriptures. You hope that they'll become humble, respectful, and obedient in the gospel. But sometimes, no matter what you teach and show them, children may still rebel. Sometimes, no matter how loved or taught the child has been, they may still become rebellious. But even though you can't force anyone to make the right choice, there's still so much that you can do. So make sure to keep listening as we talk about how to help a rebellious child.
Hello, you're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is sound all right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose
of inspiration.
Your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
Great. A rebellious child. Most families will have one. They may all vary on the scale of rebelliousness. Some situations might be worse than others. But one thing that remains true in every situation is that rebellious behavior often results when a child has a need that is not being met. If we don't have a loving, respectful atmosphere at home, our children may not want to follow our teachings. Children need freedom to grow, develop, make decisions, and learn from their use of this freedom. And if we smother them with rules, or we're too harsh, or we're too demanding, they might rebel just to embarrass us. On the other hand, if we are too permissive or we don't spend enough time with our children, they may feel like they're being ignored, and they might rebel to get our attention. I think a lot of times parents might blame themselves for the behavior of the child, and whether that is true or is not true, you need to also understand that your child is influenced by people outside of your family as well, like their friends or the media. So don't waste your time blaming yourself. It won't help anything. It's better to just recognize that there is a problem and then try to solve it. So where do we start? Elder Boyd K. Packer gives us some words of advice on where we can start as a parent. He says, "Parents, can we first consider the most painful part of your problem? If you want to reclaim your son or daughter, why don't you leave off trying to alter your child just for a while and concentrate on yourself? The changes must begin with you, not with your child. You can't continue to do what you've been doing, even though you thought it was right at the time, and expect to unproduce some behavior in your child when your conduct was one of the things that produced it. It's you, not the child, that needs immediate attention. Parents, first, take a look at yourself and your actions. Like Elder Packer said, if something in the way that you're responding or reacting isn't working, then change it. Try something else." Elder Packer tells of a story of a mother's daughter who started hanging out with bad influences at school, people who would drink and skip school, and it had become such a problem in their home. And soon the only conversations that the parents were having with their daughter were confrontational ones, where they were yelling and condemning her. Until the mother realized how bad their relationship had deteriorated and decided that something needed to change. At first, the daughter was obviously, you know, unwilling to spend time with her mom or to do any kind of activity with her, but she was willing to let her mom drive her to school in the mornings. So her mom decided that that was her window to fix things. And even though at first the conversations on the drive to school were awkward and short and kind of yes or no answers, as time went on, the daughter noticed that her mom wasn't criticizing her anymore. And she started to open up to her and started to feel comfortable enough to share her feelings and what was going on in her life. And their relationship was able to mend and become better. Parents, sometimes it's not about what you're not doing and about what you are doing. Maybe what you are doing just isn't working. And so you need to start with yourself. If the way that you're responding or reacting isn't working, maybe there needs to be a different approach. Although dealing with a rebellious child is difficult and disheartening, we need to also remember that we must always hold that child accountable for their actions. The moment that we let it slip or that we ignore the bad behavior, the child will lose respect for the parent and will think that they can do whatever they want. Just like we're held accountable for our actions to God, our children must be held accountable as well. When there is a rule that is broken or an inappropriate behavior, there needs to be a consequence according to that child's age. Holding your child accountable doesn't mean that that child is going to be obedient 100% of the time, but it does mean that you have set a limit and you provide a consequence when that rule or that limit is broken. Having a rebellious child can take up a lot of your time. And one of the things Elder Packer also mentions is that accepting a rebellious child does not mean that we allow him or her to use us or to continue in a path that would hurt others. And one of the examples that he shares is about a widowed sister whose teenage son wanted to smoke in their home. And she let him know, you know, these are the house rules, and told him that there were standards that needed to be held up under her roof. And the boy then threatened to leave home, and she replied, "You're always welcome here, and you will always be loved no matter what. But when you're here, the rules of the house remain the same. You can't allow your child to make the rules. And you can't allow them to take up all of your time and attention while you neglect the other members of your family. Sometimes, as much as it hurts, that may be the best thing for your family." We had two rebellious children in our home, and I've talked about my sister before, and I always make sure that I get her permission before I tell a story. But when she was 17, she decided to get a tattoo. More than one, actually. And she kept them a secret from my mom, and eventually one day, you know, obviously my mom found out. And aside from the tattoos, my sister was getting a bit out of control. She was drinking, skipping school, and just didn't really care about anything anymore. And so, of course, my mom got mad at her for getting the tattoos and confronted her. And my sister decided that she was going to leave the house. She was 17. She was still in high school, and she moved away. And I know that although that was painful for my mom to watch, she had to let her go. She knew that my sister was causing such a disruption in our home that it was unsafe for the rest of us. And so she let her go. Honestly, looking back now, doing that was probably the best thing that could have happened for my sister and for our family. Our house felt a lot more peaceful. There was less screaming, you know, and my sister learned the things that she needed to learn. She came home 2 years later and moved back in and agreed that she would follow the house rules. She's almost 21 now, and she's become such an amazing person who serves and is kind to others. And she left her rebellious life behind and learned so much about respect and to be grateful for everything that my mother had done for her. Parents, never give up on your child. That doesn't mean that you enable them or that you ignore their behavior. It just means that you constantly strive to mend your relationship and to reach out to them. We never give up on our children. If we've taught them correct principles, if we make the necessary changes in our lives, and if we always love them, many rebellious children will change their behavior. And the process might take years, but we need to remain hopeful. If you're a parent and this is something that you're dealing with, please don't feel like you need to do it alone or just you and your spouse. Reach out to your bishop, reach out to your family, and if needed, seek out professional help. Thank you guys for listening today. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and be sure to stick around and check out the other great podcast videos and vlogs that we've got here on MormonChannel.org.